Governor Tony Evers says UW-Madison officials' decision to reopen the campus was the right move, even though it resulted in a surge of COVID-19 cases. The governor said he supports the decision. He says the reopening has come with a massive effort to test students and trace infective students' contacts. He said the virus isn't going away and said the state will likely be grappling with it this time next year, and said health officials have been warning for months that reopening K through 12 schools and universities would be bumpy. The governor has pardoned 9 more people, raising the total number of people he's pardoned since he took office to 65. Governor Tony Evers announced the pardons yesterday. The recipients include 2 former marijuana dealers, a woman who hit her daughter 26 years ago, 3 people who committed forgery, a former gas station burglar, a former cocaine dealer, and a man who got into a fight 14 years ago. A pardon doesn't erase or seal a conviction, but it does restore a host of rights, including the right to own a gun and vote.
As wildfires continue to ravage western states, that haze you may have noticed in the sky over the last couple of days is smoke particles from the fires. National Weather Service meteorologist Chris Stumpf says it's not your imagination. Satellite images show smoke from the fires drifting across the country, including over Wisconsin.
You're not imagining it. Winds have shifted a bit more to the west in the upper levels of the atmosphere, and that's brought a lot of the smoke that was over Washington, Oregon, across much of the country. So we're not the only state that's really being impacted by the smoke there. It's much of the smoke is blanketing probably the northern half of the country.
And he says it will probably be with us for several days. Election clerks in Wisconsin are rushing to mail absentee ballots less than 24 hours after the state Supreme Court lifted its temporary freeze on sending them while it considered a legal challenge. The president of the Wisconsin Municipal Clerks Association says clerks across the state are busy working to meet a Thursday deadline in state law to mail ballots to the more than 1 million voters who've requested them so far. Fond du Lac County Clerk Lisa Freiberg says she is pleased with the Supreme Court ruling and says she will start mailing out absentee ballots this week.
Obviously, I was very pleased when I heard it request that the ballots be brought to Fond du Lac from the printer. Although it's going to be a very tight getting those ballots out and everything, I will request that the municipal clerks worry about getting those military and overseas out fast, that is their priority.
Clerks face a Saturday deadline in federal law to send ballots to military and overseas voters. From the Murray Furniture Newsroom, I'm Greg Stensland. For more news anytime, log on to radioplusinfo.com.